It's all over.
Yeah, there's the full-time whistle. And it's Donegal to take the victory by a single point here. 13-12 is the final score. A dramatic end to this encounter. The Cavan players are not at all happy with the referee blowing it up. They may feel that he said that they had a wee bit more time. Jim McGuinness is having a word with the referee as well. But listen, hey, we're getting out of Kingspan Breffni Park with a victory. Back-to-back wins in the league for Donegal. It's finished 13-12. And listen, Martin McHugh, you'll take the win. You'll probably hear the boos here in our microphones now for the referee, Sean Lonergan. Nobody seems to be happy with him. But listen, when we get in the bus, Martin, we'll be happy with the one going home.
Yeah, we'll be happy. Even the Cavan supporters in front of me said it was a free out that in the end. And, you know, I know Cavan are not happy with him. He looked, probably Donegal wouldn't have been happy with him in the first half. It's hateful we're talking about the referee in the end of it. Donegal wouldn't be happy with him in the first half. And Cavan wouldn't have been happy with his, you know, the referee. He did give Cavan, did give Donegal, I thought, you know, a wee bit of easier freeze the second. Anyway, it was a good victory, but, you know, we did get a fair beating around the middle of the field area and everything else. But it was good to get Michael Langan on the field. It's disappointing that from the point of view of that Owen Van Gallagher injury. I thought Steve McMenamin had a big game, big second half, particularly Steve McMenamin, Darragh Beale, Kieran Thompson, all through, really, we put a big shift in. So we talked about it, Oisín. The 2 points are important here. It's always difficult to come here. I know I managed here and everything else, and it's a difficult place to come to Breffni and get a victory. But it's a great, it's a good victory. It's a good one to stand for us. We know, you know, we've learned a lot about it, where we're at and everything else, and where we're about. And the important thing is the 2 points. Now we look at Fermanagh at home and O'Donnell Park. Now is the next game, but you have 2 weeks of a break, so the boys can have a wee break tonight. And it's a good break that you have the 2 points. But it was heart stopping stuff at times. But that's what you need, and we enjoyed every bit of it. I know people listening to us might have been, we are a bit biased from a Donegal point of view, but look, it's good, and it was good. And you know, we had good. I thought Oisín Caulfield, when he came in there, had a good game, Oisín. And you know, different players. So I just think that, you know, we'd be very happy with the 2 points. And you know, it's, you know, we talked about it before the game, and young Faulkner's father's just coming up to me here to shake hands. And you have a good young fella, and we'd take him in Donegal any day. He'd a big game. He was brilliant today, Patrick Faulkner. He'd a massive game, and that's the dad who played fullback for Cavan away back. But I think that look at, you know, from a Donegal point of view, I thought they showed character, you know. I thought they were big character showing in games. And we look at it, you know, Keelan McGonigal, big second half. Drove at them the second half. Ryan McHugh hadn't a good first half at all, but had a good second half, and maybe, you know, came good in the end of maybe. Kieran Thompson, big game. Darrell Beale had a big finish of the game and a big game.
There's two big games for Darrell Beale. He played well,
and
I mean,
you know, the likes of Oran Doherty and Shane O'Donnell, this is going to help them, that there, to realise, you know, Cavan were physical today. They were physical. They're going about you and everything else, you know. And I thought, you know, Gallen is, you know, special. We need him on the field. And you know, even that kick to win it, and the end of it, that was the kick won it. It was a fabulous kick off the ground, right out at the far side and everything else. And you know, the kick so on. So look, it's a good, as I said, all round. You know, Jack McKelvey came on and did well. That's Steve McMenamin had a good game. Very good second half. Just great to get Mike, as I said, Langan on the field and everything else. So other players, you know, Rory Donnell had a good first half in the middle of the field. That'll stand for him as well. So look at, we'll look at it from, you know, we'll take the 2 points, as you said. You said you would take them. I would have taken a draw at that stage. Cavan, unfortunate, you know, they were being lucky not to, they were lucky not to get anything out of the game, you know, with all the possession. Patrick Faulkner had a massive game for them, and the, you know, the kick outs and everything else. But that's great. But that one pattern kick out, Oisín, was unbelievable. It ended up being a goal chance, and Jimmy Renfrew over the bar. We won the game by a point. There's simple things like that there. There were no real wild goal chance in the game for either side, really and truly. But yeah, we'll take it, and you know, we'll enjoy the drive up, because it was nerve wracking, but it's good. And it was a great old battle in the end of it. I know people talk about the referee and everything else, but I think we'll be happy enough going down the road.
Okay, many thanks to Martin McHugh for joining us today in the commentary position. It's been a good day for Donegal. It's back to back wins in Division 2 of the Alliance National Football League, a result which keeps them top of the standings. Oisín Gallen was superb today, as Martin said, for Donegal, ending the game with 6 points, 4 in the first half, 2 in the second, and he kicked that match winning score right at the end to give Donegal the win. And also getting in on the scoring act today, Patrick O'Berty scored 4, 3 from frees, 1 from play. He now has a total of 110 in the league. Jimmy Brennan got that one fisted point. Jack McKelvey came into the second half to get his name on the score sheet, and Kieran Thompson with his usual contribution with the left foot, a big bomb from way out the field, about 47 metres out in the first half. He also got in on the scoring act as well. So as I said, it's been a good day for Donegal. Back to back ones in the league. It's finished by 13 points to 12. Hope you enjoyed our coverage from this tie. We're going to try and get a bit of reaction for you now. And if we don't get it on air before 6 o'clock, we will, of course, have it for you on our website, highlandradio.com.